The dry conditions and fire threat lingers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We've been seeing quite a few equipment fires around the state. And, you know, quite honestly, equipment fires can't be managed through burn permits or county burn bans.
After seeing record amounts of rainfall for many areas of the state earlier in the year, now we've seen the driest September ever. And that's prompted state officials to begin requiring burn permits almost a month ahead of the normal October 15th timeline for those permits. And now there's even 9 counties in the mid-state with a Commissioner of Agriculture issued burn ban. Tennessee Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Phelps.
The Commissioner of Ag burn ban prohibits basically any open-air burning, including campfires and charcoal grills.
Now, those counties currently under the burn ban include Franklin, Marion, Robertson, Rutherford, Sequatchie, Smith, Sumner, Van Buren, and Wilson counties. And Tim Phelps says they've definitely seen an uptick in the number of fires the division has responded to in recent weeks, and that will only get more involved with more trees dropping their leaves this fall. State officials are also cautioning farmers that are in the middle of harvest to be mindful of the fire threat.
We need folks to be cautious about the equipment that they're using in these very severe and hot and dry conditions. You know, you're talking your combines, hay balers, and even something as small as a lawnmower.
Phelps says everyone needs to use caution during these dry conditions and consider extra steps to prevent fires.
Things as simple as, honestly, just keeping your equipment clean, treating all of your joints and bearings with grease, making sure they're well lubed up so that any friction across that metal surface doesn't create a spark. Again, one less spark, one less fire.
Well, you can find much more information at burnsafetn.org, and hopefully some relief from Mother Nature with moisture and lower temperatures are on the way. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.